Hey, Audio Boo, what's happening? This is Justin here, back for another Boo. This is my second Audio Boo in the last 2 days, so I'm kind of getting a little bit more active, as you may be able to see. Sorry for that, moving the phone. Sorry for that, guys. Anyways, so I just found this out yesterday, and I'm surprised I didn't think of this before, but apparently Canadian, people on the Canadian border, they're having some issues right now because the AT&T cell towers that are coming from across in America are a little bit too powerful. So, you know, there's Canadians that are getting, there's a guy that got $22,000 in roaming charges on his phone because inadvertently his phone automatically, he switched to AT&T because his phone, since the AT&T reception was more powerful, his phone switched to AT&T automatically from the Canadian carrier. Now, I mean, honestly, like, this is a mess. And, I mean, I think this has been going on for a while from what I've heard, but I don't know. I mean, I think that Canada needs to strengthen their cell towers a lot. See, I don't have this issue because I'm not near the border of Canada and U.S., but, I mean, I think the Canadian cell towers need to strengthen up, and I think that the American cell towers, I mean, they need to power down a little bit, and some people are probably thinking right now, well, why not just switch to the American coverage? Well, yeah, you could do that, but the problem is when you go through the border, like, if you go up farther into Canada, you're just going to get roaming charges anyway. So, I don't know. What do you guys think on this? Leave a reply, Boo, if you guys want to. Send me a message, whatever. What do you guys think of this? I'm just kind of curious, because I think that something needs to be done about it. So, anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.